This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Today, I have Camille with me. Camille, so good to be here with you.
Always wonderful to be here with you, Luann, and everyone listening. I'm really excited about today's show because when the markets have those down times, there's just a lot of people kind of going, oh my gosh, you know, like it's almost never happened before. So I always love addressing this. And that's what today's segment is going to be on, is all about the recent volatility. But before we get into that, I want to make sure everyone listening has our phone number written down. So if you have questions, if you need help in preparing your dream retirement plan, go ahead, write this number down, give us a call. You can even text it, 916-884-2584. You can text the word visit, and that will go ahead and send a link directly to our calendar so we can have a one-on-one conversation. Or you can text the word RSVP and get notified about our upcoming events. We have lots of events available for the community coming up. So once again, that's 916-884-2584. And all of this information can also be found on our website at monolithfinancial.com, M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H financial.com.
All right. So Camille, you know, we've had a lot going on, like you said, a lot of volatility in the market. And if people, you know, who are listening have market investments as part of their financial plan, then, you know, I'm sure all these happenings have caught their attention. Now, if someone listening is wondering if their family is going to be okay financially or not, then that might mean they probably don't have a plan at least that you're confident in. So that's what you're going to do today, is help us figure out the next steps to take here so we don't have that anxiety building up in us, right?
Exactly. I mean, retirement isn't supposed to be a stressful time if you've got a plan in place. And one of the wonderful things, especially with this recent market volatility, is we don't get a lot of people calling us and panicking because they understand what they're in, why they're in it, how it works all together. And I think that's the biggest thing that's sometimes missing from a lot of people that come in to see us, is they don't understand how everything works together. And that's a lot of times when you hear me talk about, your retirement plan is like a puzzle piece, and I'm here to help you build out that puzzle for that retirement picture that you want, and really help explain how does everything work together. Because when you don't know how one thing may affect the other, or how this product or this investment is supposed to work in retirement, it can get confusing and a little bit scary, I would have to say. You know, it's kind of like if you were asked to drive down the road with a blindfold on. I don't think anybody would want to be getting in that car.
No way. And, you know, we're hearing the news. You know, that was so scary. All the financial shows, everybody's talking about, you know, the big charts and the red lines pointing down and really just scaring people. What's your take on all of that, that media frenzy?
Yep. And I had a person call in. She attended one of our live events. She called me up and she goes, Camille, I just wanted to get your input on like what's going on in the markets right now, you know, talking about maybe going into gold and silver and all these things. And I just went, number one is whenever there is a market downturn or inflation's up or any of these things, all these scare tactics come out. Yeah. And I hate that there's these scare tactics because they're doing that as a reaction. Mm. And I never think that your retirement plan should be reactive. It should be proactive. So the first thing, address the elephant in the room, those voices on TV that are shouting about market crashes and doom. Don't get caught up in the noise, because panicking really can lead to decisions you might regret down the road. You know, it's really crucial, especially in turbulent times like these, to stay calm and make well thought out choices. So you can't be reactive to news that's already happened in the past. Mm. So it's really important to understand, how much volatility does your retirement plan have? And, you know, with that being said, there is no denying that we are facing some serious challenges in the markets right now, and we will continue to face challenges, right? But one of the biggest things I always say is, and what we plan for here at Monolith Financial Group, is within your dream retirement plan, we look at the R, the risk management. So that's the R in dream. And we want you to understand how much potential risk versus reward you're taking. But then we also want to make sure you have a plan so that when the markets do fall, which we know they inevitably will, that your lifestyle living expenses doesn't have to be affected by it as well. So, you know, that's why it's almost so repetitive. You're tired of hearing it, but you got to have a plan.
That's the thing. You just have to have a plan. And then, you know, if you do, then you're going to be confident and you're going to be like those people who don't even do anything when they hear, you know, all of this stuff that's happening. The crazy thing is when you hear this, how do you talk to people about discerning whether it's just a blip in the radar or, oh, is this a sign of bigger economic problems in the future?
Well, number one, no one has a crystal ball. Even if they tell you, you know, hey, I predicted this crash and that crash, you know, sometimes it's luck, sometimes it's looking at indicators, things like that. We all know that as human beings, we are more willing to give praise to our accomplishments rather than our failures. Mm-hmm. So one thing, nobody has a crystal ball, but one of the things you can do is to really pay attention to certain indicators that give us a glimpse into what Wall Street might be thinking. One of those indicators you can look at, it's called the CBOE Volatility Index or the VIX. Mm-hmm. This is also sometimes referred to as Wall Street's fear gauge. but essentially what it's going to do is it's going to measure the market's expectation of volatility over the coming 30 days.
Okay.
So typically if that VIX goes up, it usually means that investors are getting nervous, like when a storm clouds kind of gather on the horizon, right? Mm-hmm, like prepare for a storm. And last Monday, the VIX didn't just go up, it actually soared. It actually reached the highest level since the early days of COVID-19.
Ooh.
So that really signaled there was a lot of concern amongst investors. So they're worried about recent market turbulence that could be a sign of trouble ahead, or at least in the short term. And to be honest, we've seen that kind of in the short term.
Okay.
We also know this is a political election year. Mm-hmm. And people are always asking, they're like, well, isn't this, you know, like some of the most turbulent times? And if you look at historical representations of election years, the markets are actually up when you look at year to date in election years. So that's one thing also to pay attention to is, you know what, you might hit some, I call them potholes along the way.
Yeah.
But if some of those potholes are maybe a little bit too deep for you, then that just means it's time to potentially look at reevaluating how much risk you're actually willing to take. What I've seen a lot is people for the past few years have been very more open to a lot more risk because the market's been going up. Mm-hmm. So they've started going, well, I want to capture more and more of these gains. But what they've forgotten is the more gains you can potentially have typically means the more risk you're going to bring on too. So it's really important that if you have repositioned your portfolio to maybe go ahead and take a look and say, hey, if these turbulent times have made me a little bit nervous, maybe it's time for me to step off the gas a little bit on how aggressive I'm being and get a little bit more conservative.
Okay, here's the phone number. I want you, if you haven't written it down yet, make sure you have it. Here it is, 916-884-2584. That's the number that you can call to get on their calendar, go in and see them, have them help you. If you're a little worried about things that are happening with the economy and just worried about, you know, the downside of risk, then, oh my gosh, they can certainly look over what you have, what you're doing, and help you go through that portfolio and even, you know, stress test that portfolio. So check them out on their website too. Always like to give that out, monolithfinancial.com. So, all right, you touched on indicators a moment ago. Talk about some of the economic indicators that you've been watching lately, Camille.
Well, one of the biggest things is we all heard, you know, the overall health of the U.S. economy. So the latest jobs report was a real eye-opener. It revealed that new employment numbers were much lower than what economists had anticipated, which is never really a good sign. But on top of that, unemployment rate has climbed to its highest level since 2021. So that combination is really raising some red flags about the strength of the economic recovery. Mm. Another thing that we're looking at is that ongoing debate over the Federal Reserve's actions or inaction, I'm going to say. You know, there's a lot of chatter going on that the Fed might have waited too long to cut interest rates in response to economic warning signs. So that's kind of put people at unease. And then, of course, I just mentioned, you know, the political climate. So really, when you combine all these factors, a weaker than expected jobs report, concerns about the Fed's timing, anxiety around turbulent election year, it's no wonder we saw a massive sell-off. So investors are really trying to protect themselves from these risks. And that's what could really be driving a lot of this volatility. But remember, it's important to understand what's causing these market moves, and it's really equally important not to let fear dictate your decisions. Try not to be reactive, but being proactive in your response and how your retirement plan goes. Because at the end of the day, it's these long-term financial goals to understand and how it affects your retirement.
And it's time now, guys, to dig into your mailbag and pull out some retiree questions. Put those on the air and have you guys answer us right here on the spot. So you ready for this?
I'm ready. Yes. I love mailbag. Let's
always
go.
Always are. Okay, very good.
Mailbag.
So the first question is from Valerie. And she says, what are the rules for when I have to start taking money out of my 401k? Jeff, do you want to answer that?
Sure, Valerie. That's a great question. And there are rules. So with a 401k, are you still working? That's one of the first things. Do you have to start taking it out? Did you take your 401k, and a lot of people do this, and transfer it after you stopped working into an IRA? Also, here's another really good question that we get is, well, wait, if I'm still working, is there anything I can do with my 401k outside of those choices? And a lot of 401ks, once you turn 59 and a half, Valerie, you can go ahead and move all or part of it out of the company program and into an IRA, and now have a multitude of choices that are out there for you. So if you have a 401k and you're listening right now, that is worth the 15-minute call to give us a call and say, okay, what else can I do with this? What are my choices in this? And we can also help you at Monolith Financial Group keep it in the company and make choices within the company's information. So give us a call, 916-884-2584. Valerie, we can help you. And everyone listening out there, if you have a 401k, you can get all sorts of great questions answered.
All right, digging into our Monolith Money Show mailbag, here's a question from Marshall. And he says, I keep hearing there are some benefits to contributing to an HSA. Any thoughts on that? Should I be doing that? Camille, do you want to take that?
I love it, Marshall. And we're hearing more and more about this because, you know, people are concerned as far as healthcare costs and the rise of how expensive things are getting. One of the biggest things to first make sure of is, do you have what is referred to as a high deductible healthcare plan? That's the way you can determine whether or not you can put money into an HSA. The nice part about an HSA is it allows you to put money away. You can actually invest it in the stock market, and then you can withdraw it tax-free as long as you're using it for qualified medical expenses. That's things like deductibles, co-payments, co-insurance, things like that and more. So that is a big part. And then Marshall, because we help so many families, not only with retirement, but also that magical thing called Medicare when you reach 65, here's a big, I'm going to say misnomer that a lot of people don't know, is that you cannot continue to contribute to an HSA once you've enrolled in Medicare. There's actually a 6-month look back period for HSA contributions. So if you are getting ready to go on to Medicare, you really should stop making contributions 6 months before you apply for Medicare. Otherwise, you could end up being taxed on the money that you are putting in because they look at that as excess withdrawals. So that is a big thing. I helped someone recently really look at their overall plan and say, okay, I'm going to max contribute to my HSA this year. And then I know 6 months prior to me retiring and going on Medicare, I have to stop. So that's once again, where we here at Monolith Financial Group, we look holistically at everything and understand how all these moving parts of retirement really work together so that you can make some good decisions.
Give Jeff and Camille a call, 916-884-2584, because this is what they do. They work with retirees every day of the week, and they've been doing so for, gosh, 40 years total. And they will give you honest, of course, informative information. They are an holistic firm, and they would love to guide you about anything regarding retirement. So we are so happy to have you with us today. I don't know if I gave you that number, 916-884-2584. 916-884-2584, and their website, monolithfinancial.com. Oh, here's another one from Robin about Social Security. She asks, is my Social Security benefit going to be taxed? I can't figure out what to expect with that. So I imagine, Camille, you'll take this one.
Yes, I will. Robin, you're not alone on not knowing, you know, how much is your Social Security benefit going to be taxed, because it comes down to needing that income plan. Where are you getting your income from? Do you have pensions? Is it rental income that you're counting on? What investment funds are you taking from? That all goes into your income bucket in retirement to say, okay, is Social Security right now, it's either 0, 50, or 85% taxable. That's one of the big things we look at is when we're planning to take Social Security, I've looked at plans where I go, hey, if you start taking your Social Security now, actually 85% is going to be taxable. Well, we may be able to put together in your plan doing some Roth conversions to make a lot of your other income tax-free so that when you start taking Social Security, it's maybe only 50 or in some of our wonderful plans out there, tax-free for you. And then state-wise, some of them, they do not tax Social Security. So us here in California, believe it or not, they currently do not tax Social Security.
Wow.
But once again, Robin, you need to have that income plan and then part of also Social Security, because for a lot of us, we will then go on to Medicare. Once again, this is kind of where everything starts to overlap and you need to have that holistic view is if you've got a really high income with your Social Security, there's this fun little thing called IRMA. It's the Medicare Part B premium. And if you make too much in retirement on a taxable income side, you could currently pay up to $454.20 a month on Medicare Part B because unfortunately you saved so well and you created such a great income. So Robin, it's really important to understand how everything works together because our goal at Monolith is to say, how do we pay less to the IRS and put more money spendable in your pocket?
Next question. This one's from Mitch. And he says, I've read a lot of articles about how annuities are becoming popular in retirement plans and how some employer plans are even looking at offering them. How do I know which ones are good or bad and if it's the right fit for me?
Well, here's the one thing I'm going to tell you, Mitch, and great name, by the way, because that's what I used to go by.
Mitch Mitchell.
But Mitch, the one thing is, if it's something new to the company and they got someone new trying to explain it to you, I would go and give us a call right away and say, hey, you guys deal with all sorts of annuities. Help me decide what type of annuity here is going to work. Because I've heard this with companies coming out with them. And one of the challenges with the annuities is there's kind of like two types. There's one that is called a single premium. So basically, you can only contribute to it once, and then you can't contribute it to it anymore. But then there is also one that you can constantly contribute to. Well, again, you're then limited to the type of annuity that you're going to have, and you're limited to the structure of what that annuity is within that company. So I'm going to say, Mitch, if you're 59 and a half, one of the best things you can do is call up your company and say, with our plan, can I do an in-service rollover? So at 59 and a half, a lot of listeners out there that have 401ks at work, you can do what's called an in-service rollover. You can give us a call. We can then look at all the different type of investments out there and find out in your plan what's going to be the best investment choices and then help you with those. So it's really about building the team for you. I can't wait to hear from you listeners. Camille and I just love it when we get to give you a call back and say, what are your questions? And then how can we start building a plan for you? Give us a call, 916-884-2584. Let's start building that retirement plan that fits you. I want to say thank you very much for listening. And you can always go to our website, monolithfinancial.com, and listen to previous shows. Again, let's start talking about your plan. Call us now, 916-884-2584.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.